Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good Friday afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny. You are listening live to The Fan. We are out and about for a little Friday field trip today at one of our favorite locations in the DMV. We're at the beautiful brand new Char Bar at the new JW Marriott in Reston, and we will be here until 6:30 for a Friday field trip. And this one's a little special, Danny. For the first time all season, we are giving away two pairs of tickets to see the Commanders and the Broncos Week 13 after the bye on Sunday Night Football. You got to be here to enter for those tickets right here on the table where we're broadcasting at Char Bar, JW Marriott.
I love this place. We are classing down the joint a little bit, right? It's a very high-class place. It's beautiful in here. Everybody's so nice. The food is unbelievable. The service is immaculate. And we're kind of lowering down. You know, like, we're not permanent members of the country club, if that makes any sense. It's like, okay, for one day, we'll let these guys, the rabble-rousers, in for a second. And then when we leave it, the classy quotient goes right back up. This place rules. Come see us. That's number one. Number two, how about giving away some foosball tickets? That ain't bad. Not too shabby.
They're just so nice to us here. They don't know that we don't belong here.
Right.
Or they do, and they don't.
And they pretend not to care.
Apparent.
Yep.
But they're very, very nice to us, and they'll be nice to you. So come on out. We will see you today. A hang with listeners ahead of the Commanders and the Lions and Week 10 football here on Grant and Danny. I want to get into the news on Jaden Daniels in just a minute because we do have big developing news out of Ashburn today. But a lay of the land ahead. Lomas Brown, Lions Radio Network, helps us scout Detroit. We'll scout the opponent as we do every Friday. That's coming up in 1 hour at 3 o'clock. What is Washington getting itself into this weekend? And at 4 o'clock ahead of the Beltway Blitz, we've got tickets for somebody to go see Foo Fighters. Foo Fighters live at Nationals Park this August. We're giving those away at 4 o'clock right here on The Fan. Danny, Thursday Night Football last night was brutal. I'm not one of these guys that likes to complain about football games being ugly to watch or unaesthetic, but my God, that was as bad and boring an NFL game as I can remember watching. It felt like work. I can't tell you how many times I had two screens going because the Caps were playing the Penguins. How many times I thought about just finding something else to put on the screen. It was a 10-7 final score. The Broncos really had no business winning, and they accidentally got to 8-2.
That's what they do, 8-2.
What a vintage, as bad as it gets, kind of Thursday Night Football game that was.
When people complain about Thursday Night Football, this is one of their examples. Right? Sometimes you get that, you know, wild thriller where everything's sloppy, but it's still, you know, entertaining. This was not that. This was sloppy, unaesthetic, gross. It wasn't, you know, if it was a bad weather game, maybe you could say, hey, that's fun, that's 10-7. It just wasn't fun. I didn't have a good time watching it. Very rarely will I be, you know, as you said, multiple screens going, looking for something else to watch. But that's exactly what I was doing last night. I was on my phone trying to figure out if I could sort of scroll Instagram and find a food recipe with, you know, a high fiber and good protein count so that I could eat it. I mean, I was bored to tears watching that terrible football game last night, man.
The leading receivers from both teams caught one pass. You know, it was that kind
of... Yeah, the pass that, that they caught.
But here were some of the specifics on Thursday night football. You had 13 three and outs. It wasn't great defense both ways. The Broncos have a really good defense. The Raiders' defense under Patrick Graham played well. But it was really bad offense that got you to 13 three and outs. 15 punts, including a punter accidentally dropping a ball, almost missing his foot entirely.
He forgot which foot he was. It would have been a perfect drop for his left foot.
Three interceptions, two missed field goals, a blocked punt, eight sacks. And if you want to look just specifically zero in on the terrible Raiders, more than half of their drives did not go further than 2 yards last night. It was just awful football. But it's in the rear view. And now we get to look ahead to Week 10. And a Week 10 that starts off with really good news for Washington as they get ready to welcome fans back to Northwest Stadium against the Lions on Sunday afternoon. No longer nationally televised. This will not be America's game of the week, but still in the 4 o'clock window for a later day game over in Landover. Jaden Daniels did not suffer any ligament damage on that non-throwing left elbow when he went down and dislocated it. We already knew there was no fracture. Now we know there's no surgery, there's no procedure needed on that elbow. It's really hard to imagine, you watch that replay, that he avoided as many of the serious problems that he did. But, you know, we've said, is he durable, is he not, does he get hurt too much, does he not? Here's what I will say about Jaden Daniels. He's Gumby. Like, remember when he got folded up last year at home in a game and everyone thought he had torn every ligament against the Falcons and he just popped right up like nothing had happened?
I sure do.
This is the elbow version of that. It's amazing to me that he avoided serious injury. The team, as of right now, Danny, is not even putting him on injured reserve, meaning they are leaving open the possibility. You'll hear from Dan Quinn in a second. They're leaving open the chance that he could come back as soon as week 13, which is unlikely. But, my God, that looked like his arm would never be the same. And apparently, as of right now, what they said is he's a little sore.
I don't want to be hyperbolic, but I'm going to try my best to quantify this. I said earlier to you guys today that if you had given me two options, one option, after watching that injury, seeing it more than I care to see it, his left arm will never be the same again. He will have a Steven Strasburg-like experience where he won't be able to sit, stand, use it the correct way, pick up his future children, whatever. He will not have a fully functioning left arm. Or he'll play in a couple weeks. I've been like, well, it's probably he'll never have a fully functional left arm again after that gruesome of an injury. And sure enough, somehow, some way, he's so pliable, he's so, whatever, spry, whatever words you want to use that are above my pay grade. It reminds me, remember when Bryce Harper got in a fight with the first base running down the line? It was like, well, that's all the L's. ACL, PCL, DCL, QCL, all the gone, exploded. Nope, totally fine.
Yeah.
After, you know, needed some rest, obviously, but came back in a few weeks.
That's one
this,
where
this is like that.
Youth's definitely on your side to some extent, but it's also just a God-given natural
that's what it is, man.
Fluidity thing, you know, a body thing to some extent. But staggering. Now, this was something that we brought up early in the week, is if there's no fracture and no ligament damage, then it looks way worse than it probably is, which is so easy for me to say, sitting on a very comfortable couch here at Char Bar at the JW Marriott out in Reston. But that's where we are, that it looks as though he's going to be able to come back way sooner potentially than we thought. Let's hear from Dan Quinn today when he addressed the news on Jaden Daniels.
Well, let's start with just, I thought it was a good process to go through, like all the players do, get, you know, second opinions and getting all the information, you know, of what to do and how to do it. So I thought the guys nailed that. Dr. Nunziata ran point on that, but, you know, consulting all the people, and Jaden was involved with that as well. So it's a good deal with no surgery. Obviously, that makes a big difference. You have an injury not to have to go down that road. I hope to give you guys an update after the bye week about where he is and, you know, where we go from there. But after that, I'll give you an update on where it's at, and we'll give us a couple weeks to get to that space.
So Dan Quinn kicks the can down the road on timetable of a return. After the bye week means you play the Lions this week, you fly to Madrid early next week, you play the Dolphins next weekend in what will be week 11. The bye week is week 12. And then that Week 13 game is actually the game we're giving away the tickets to today, where you welcome the Broncos, currently scheduled for Sunday Night Football. Possibly you get flexed out of primetime. We'll see how the season's going at that point. But we've got two pairs we're giving away out here at Char Bar. You can come on out and register to win today. But that would be Week 13. So he's saying, I'm going to update you after the bye week. Normally they don't do that on Mondays post-game. So my guess is somewhere in that 17th to 19th of November range, about 10 to 12 days from now, Quinn will address the plan with Jaden Daniels. Do you bring him back right away as soon as Week 13 against Miami? Does he need another week or two? It would seem to me, though, that if he's not a possibility to return against the Dolphins, you would just put him on IR right now, because you could take him off short-term IR after missing four games and bring him back Week 14, Week 15 for the final stretch of the season. By not putting him on IR today, doesn't it make you think they believe he might not have to miss four games?
That's the impression that I get. I'm sort of, you know, doing the backwards counting math kind of the same way you did.
What other implication would there be?
Well, that's fair. There's no other implication. There is, however, the recent past of the mistake they made where Terry McLaurin should have been on IR and wasn't because he missed enough weeks, where they think they got a chance, but I guess there's no harm in you know, keeping him up. If you think he's coming back and then it turns out it takes an extra week or two or whatever.
They also did that with Noah Brown, by the way.
Yep.
They missed the boat on both guys in terms of IR versus weeks where they could not be taking up a roster spot. Now, it doesn't matter that much because it's not like that roster spot is a Hall of Famer coming
exactly
in
right
to change the season.
But to drill down and just clarify the point, I think you're right. It's their view that we think he can come back. And that's why they're not doing it now. They don't want to eliminate the possibility of that third or fourth game that he wouldn't be able to play, which is just unbelievable that that's even on the table.
Yeah, two-parter to the story for me. The first, which we've kind of addressed, is what an amazing thing.
Unbelievable.
How staggering is this guy's ability, seemingly, to avoid the scariest situation? I mean, remember when we were awaiting word on the knee, and then we were awaiting word on the hamstring, and now we're awaiting word on the elbow, and every single time it's been almost best case scenario in a sense. So simultaneously, if you're going to do this conversation that a lot of us are, and you're going to have the dialogue about his durability and the number of injuries piling up and all that, fair, reasonable. Anybody who shouts you down is, you know, probably being unreasonable. But I think you also have to acknowledge with each of these injuries, something about him has allowed him to avoid what looked really, really bad at the time.
Yep.
And what was feared as possibly being way, way worse. So that's amazing. That's the number one takeaway here. Number two, I think the conversation that you then have to have is, how should they handle the return and what should the plan be? What does it mean for the rest of this season that as of right now, internally I'm sure they've got some idea of what they want to do. They're not going to say it yet, but are they waiting 2 weeks to see, post bye week, you lost to the Lions, you beat the Dolphins, let's take a peek at the standings and see where we're at? Is it as simple as if you win somehow, some way against Detroit this week, then you're probably in a pick'em game against Miami and you go 2-0 and the season's back on? Now there's all the more reason to bring him back. I guess that's what I want to know is, when he says, I'll update you in a couple weeks, is it, that's when we're going to have more information on his elbow and know when he's going to come back? Or are they waiting to see whether or not it's worth bringing him back based on the year they're having?
I think it's the former. But, again, I wouldn't put the context of it all past them. And I guess what I mean is, you go, if we somehow shock the world here this week, right, if we do something insane and beat the Detroit Lions that nobody thinks we're going to do, and then you've got a winnable game against Miami, you could, quote-unquote, have that sliver of a season still. Again, they're still in a terrible place in the NFC, still in an awful place in the NFC, simply because of all the games they've lost, their record, how poor it's been, et cetera. They basically have to have a run at the end of the year where they win all their NFC East games and Philadelphia has to collapse. I'm literally viewing it that way. I don't know that they are. They're just kind of waiting around until they're mathematically eliminated, if it's scenario two that you laid out. But to me, this is a Jaden Daniels needs work. He's our guy. The instant he's safe and eligible and able to come back and protect himself and so on, that's the plan. And I think that's it. I think that's governing their thinking. That's me basing that on what they've done earlier this year where they were judicious, cautious, maybe said, "Hope, slow down there, buddy. I know you're chomping at the bit. You're going to take an extra week. We're going to make sure you're right."
So it would feel nuts to me if Daniels played in Week 13 against the Broncos in a showdown with fellow second-year first-round pick Bo Nix. But by them not putting him on IR, I guess it is a possibility still. Toby, you just flashed something to me that Khalil Mack suffered a serious elbow dislocation as well, but avoided ligament damage, and we now know what his timeline looks like.
Yeah, so he hurt his elbow in Week 2, and he was back by Week 7. Now, he was placed on injured reserve, so he had to miss the four games, but it looked bad, everything that you saw with Jaden. You remember some of the talk, up like, oh, my gosh.
His season's over.
Yeah, and he was able to come back in just missing four games. So, potentially, Jaden could come back in that sort of time frame as well.
And that timeline here would be three games and a bye, which gets you to Week 13 and to Miami, which is, again, that's wild to me. Based on everything that we were thinking.
I just can't believe it.
It's staggering.
I can't believe it.
Here's something else I can't believe, though. And every now and then, like, we used to do a segment and maybe we could bring it back. Am I on crazy pills, I think we called it. And I cannot understand why I seem to be saying something that is so divisive or polarizing or creating vitriol. I think I'm saying the sky is blue. I think I'm saying soda's delicious. And apparently I'm not.
Mm.
I'm going to tell you exactly what I tweeted that led to a bunch of blowback here because I want to be specific about it. I said, after the news came out on Jaden Daniels, if the Jaden Daniels timeline is expedited, as it seems it will be, he's going to be able to make several more starts this season. That's huge. I never understood the argument that he shouldn't be brought back at the end of the year anyway. Of course he should be. Young players need to play football. He needs to get the time on the grass. He's missed valuable practices and games this year. When he's healthy, he should be playing. Now, in this hypothetical that I'm about to reference where Jaden Daniels comes back and plays, the obvious point is that he is healthy. You don't rush him back. You don't get him back at 90 or 79%. This is not a, if we had a playoff game this weekend, he could go, but we're going to hold him out because he's not quite right. No. What I'm saying is, if Jaden Daniels is a healthy quarterback on your roster, as soon as that happens and you've got games left, Jaden Daniels should be playing football. Now, if it's the last week of the year, if it's week 18, game 17, and that's when he gets healthy and you've got three linemen out and no receivers because McLaurin has now, you know, already packed his bags for wherever because he's still hurt and Deebo Samuel's not playing. I'm not a crazy person. I could have that conversation. But what I'm looking at is the possibility where he could actually get five, six games or, you know, four games or something like that in. And yes, let's say mathematically you're next to eliminated or you're not going to make the playoffs. That has no bearing over his recovery to me at all. This is a second-year player who needs games. He needs, I'll quote his offensive coordinator, time on task. Who needs time on the grass? Who needs reps? Are you a young player? Are you a young player at the hardest position in sports? You know how you get better? You play. And everyone's like, you got to protect him. They can't protect him in pass protection. None of his injuries have happened in the pocket because they can't protect him in the passing game. Their offensive line's completely healthy and intact right now, all five of their projected starters. I don't know what I'm saying that is incendiary, but people think it's the craziest thing I've ever said that a healthy Jaden Daniels should return as soon as possible.
So I'll do my best. Okay, keep in mind I'm doing my best.
Do you agree with that point?
Which one? That he should play when he can?
If he's healthy, yeah. He should, like, at no point should they sit Daniels this year while healthy to redshirt him for September. I don't understand that.
If, like, Brady of a few years ago was coming back from something catastrophic for a team that was going nowhere, I'd go, yeah, you could sit him. What's the point? Right? And now he'd probably want to play, and sort of that's that. But, you know, an old veteran quarterback that's, you know, doesn't have this track record, I could have a conversation that it's actually more enlightened for people to say, hey, let's hold off and not rush him back and not have him play.
I wonder if there's even a precedent, though.
There isn't.
Of a fully healthy starting quarterback, franchise QB, second contract guy, star quarterback type player, getting back to health and his team kind of going, well, we have a bad record, so let's just wait till the next season. What? I don't even understand that.
It's not done, but I think that somebody would be an innovator to sort of do that and say, this is pointless. I'm not going to risk anything. We'll get a better draft pick. We know he's our guy. But no one will make – that's just not the culture of football. To me, the best argument is they can't protect him. He's running around because he's not protected. Whether it's his fault, the Lions' fault, the play design's fault, whatever, he wasn't hurt on a play in the backfield. He was hurt escaping a free rusher. Now, whose fault is that? I don't know and I don't care. That's what he's walking back into. That's the best argument that I can come up with is we right now have a track record of somebody that is not protected, whether that's in the pocket, outside, his fault, coach's fault, player's fault. I don't care.
Right.
He's been hurt so many times. He's taking too many hits. That has to change, and until I feel confident that that's not going to happen again, I maybe will hold off on playing. That's the best argument,
right?
I think.
The issue with the argument is that that was one game where they had a high pressure rate like that. That has not been the norm this season. The Seahawks are really good, and it was a matchup that didn't go well, and he got pressured on half of the snaps, to your point. But that's not how the season's played out. This is not one of the worst pass protection offensive lines in the league. And then secondly, the free rusher, that was not a breakdown. That was not some situation where all of a sudden Josh Connerly forgot who he was blocking. That was the design of an RPO, where you're reading that guy to hand the ball to the guy going downhill or making the quick throw outside to Deebo Samuel or whatever. Now, he made an incredible play to make the guy miss, and you can, I have, take the play call to task, say that it shouldn't have been put in that predicament. But the idea that, like, he's been pressured on half of his dropbacks in other games or that that's the norm this year, it just isn't.
It's not, but defenses are teeing off on them. Everything's downhill. Terrible defenses are getting right against them. It's a matter of time when everybody realizes there's no threat, and if you've got no outlets that scare anybody, there's going to be more free rushers, and it's not going
sure.
in the opposite direction.
Yeah, football's going to happen. You got to play football. There's a football season that goes from September to January, and there's 17 games during it. And when you're healthy, you go out and you play football, and you get better, and you improve. If they had this, like, perilous offensive line situation, I would buy it. Like, Mike Shanahan, many, many years ago, back in...
It was the end of 13.
2013, yes.
Yeah. Didn't play Griffin because...
Benched Robert Griffin after 13 games. Now, what he said publicly was, we can't protect him. We don't want him to keep taking hits. Really, the problem at the time was actually that Griffin was taking hits by holding the ball, and they just he had regressed to a point where they're like, he's not seeing it. He's taking too many shots. We got to get him out of there. But the public point was, and everyone took the meat and ate it, and it was delicious, was like, we're saving this guy, and we're redshirting him for the rest of the season so that he goes into the offseason healthy, essentially. But really, they just benched him to try somebody else. But if we want to pretend like that was the reality of why they did it, that's kind of what people are looking for, I guess, is like, let's just sit him until the start of next season. Man, I don't know how you can watch this season play out and go, you know what would help him is to play less. After a summer where they opted not to have him throw a single pass in the preseason, where he's had, Cliff talks about it every week, not enough time in practice with his teammates, one of the biggest reasons for the offensive woes, basically. Now, will coming back for three or four games make him put him in a better spot going into year three? I don't know. I would think so. I think his development benefits from it. But, like, could he still have an incredible year three and start off fast and great in September of next year if he doesn't play again the rest of the way? That's very possible, too. I just don't know how much of a precedent there is and why that would be a hot-button thought that the healthy franchise quarterback right. should play in the games. And this is not a hypothetical of, like, a game at the end of the year. We're talking about, if let's say in
a month plus, yeah.
week 15 with, like, four games left, you can bring him back and he can get 16 developmental quarters of football in a fairly low-leverage way where the game result doesn't matter a ton. But we could take calls on this. How should Washington handle the return? And what do you think Dan Quinn meant when he kind of kicked the can past the bye week? Do you think they're waiting and seeing what happens against Detroit and against Miami? Or do you think it's as simple as just getting more information on the elbow, seeing how he heals, and when he's right, he's on the field? 800-636-1067 if you want to hop in. We're at the Char Bar today out at the JW Marriott in Reston. We've got two pairs of Commanders Broncos tickets we're giving away. You got to be here to sign up to win the raffle for those. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's a good deal with no surgery. Obviously, that makes a big difference. You have an injury not to have to go down that road. I hope to give you guys an update after the bye week about where he is and, you know, where we go from there. But after that, I'll give you an update on where it's at, and we'll give us a couple weeks to get to that space.
That's the head coach, Dan Quinn, of your Commanders as they get ready for the Lions, trying to avoid what would be a fifth straight loss and falling to 3-7 on the season. Grant and Danny welcoming you back. We're at Charbar today. We're out in Reston. This is a beautiful establishment. This place is awesome. J.W. Marriott. So this is the restaurant and bar right down next to the lobby. But I got to tell you, this is a place your boy will be frequenting. The wife texted me today, and she was like, send me pictures. She's like, oh, that's beautiful. I want to come over there. I said, come on over.
Yeah, we got a guy.
Now, we have way too many children, so that's not going to happen this afternoon. But it will happen
at some
point.
That's like a Grant and the wife thing, not necessarily Grant and all your kids.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's going to be the plan if we could swing it.
Yeah.
Other thing we're doing today is we're giving away Commanders tickets.
To athletic contest against the Denver football outfit. They're 8-2. Who knows? You know, that'll be important to them, obviously, as they come marching towards a potential dethroning of the Kansas City Chiefs in that AFC West cutthroat. So, yeah, that's after the bye week for Washington, giving away those tickets. You got to be here to enter. That's all the only stipulation. You got to be here. I'm looking at the box. What's in the box? Entrance. You got to enter right here at this box that I'm pointing at.
Far be it for me, as a gentleman who covers a team that's lost three straight games by 21 or more points,
okay,
to throw shade at another team. But the Broncos, who they play in that game, were giving away the tickets to. After last night, I'm thinking they might be on fraud alert. They have a great defense. Bo Nix is not playing well. I thought that was one of his worst games he's played in 2 years probably last night. But look at who they've beaten. When you actually dive into it, they've beaten a 1-8 Titans team led by Cam Ward, who's having a really bad rookie year. A 2-7 Giants team with another rookie quarterback who makes a lot of mistakes in Jackson Dart, and did in that game, by the way. And that game, they had to come back by, you know, 20-plus points in the fourth quarter. 1-7, Justin Fields-led Jets, terrible on offense. That was a 13-11
game. A 13-11 game.
They beat a 3-5 Texans team that was quarterbacked most of the game by Davis Mills by 3 points. A 2-7 Raiders team, Geno Smith not throwing the ball well. And then Jake Browning-led Bengals, who are 3-6. So their wins are against 3-2-3, 1-2, and 1-win teams. And where's the quarterback win there that impresses you for this elite defense? I just don't know how good they are. That's all.
Their only quality win, and they have one, is at Philadelphia on the road in Philly. That is a good win. That's a good win for anybody. I know the time of year that Philly wasn't playing their best, but still doing what they did, that was impressive. Other than that, they've trailed in every game. Offensively, they've looked like they've never met each other at times. Now, there have been rallies, and you give them credit for, you know, for the comebacks and for some of their late game heroics, but it doesn't look sustainable. I'm with you.
But let's get back to the Commanders and Jaden Daniels. That is the task at hand today as we get ready for the Lions in Week 10 on Grant and Danny. You can watch us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube stream every single day. Of course, you can listen wherever you are on the Odyssey app and rewind and pause the show. What is their plan going to be with his return to play? Dan Quinn saying, we'll update you more after the bye. So they're buying themselves some time.
Yep.
Through Detroit. Past Madrid and Miami, he won't make that trip clearly, so he can recover, you would imagine. And then, on the other side of that, getting ready for the Broncos, they're going to update us. And maybe they say, well, he's going to practice this week. And maybe that's why I didn't put him on injured reserve. I think this should be really, really simple. Slow play the recovery, and when at a glacial pace he is fully healthy, whether that's for that Broncos game or a week or two after that, as long as there's 3-4 games, couple of games left in the season, the healthy quarterback plays. There's not a whole lot more thought to it. It's super simple. This is how easy it is if you're Dan Quinn. You go to the doctor and you say, is he 100%? And when they say yes, you look at the schedule on your desk and you go, oh, we have a game this weekend. And then Jaden Daniels plays in it.
With it, pretty simple. It, to me, would require him to get through a week of practice. And we did this dance before. But I don't want to do the he's on his way back, he's limited on Wednesday, limited on Thursday, did a walkthrough Friday, but would have been limited if I want none of that crap. When he's coming back, he's Jaden Daniels on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the whole way through. That would be my last hurdle prerequisite for, just to, not to play semantics with you, but I do think that's an important
distinction. I agree to those terms. Let's have a full week of practice leading up to the game.
Yeah, I'm not doing the, like, well, if it was a playoff game, he'd go. They're going to try to ramp him up and see. I think that's the same stipulation we had from before, and I think we could all agree to that. But, yeah, I mean, to me, the game is meaningless, more or less. I think they'll be eliminated in a matter of seconds. This is about his development, and that's the most important thing. It's more important than any veteran, more important than any coach, more important than any executive. What's best for him is to play some football and get those reps.
Let's go to the phone, see what the people think at 800-636-1067. Matt is in D.C. to get us started on Grant and Danny. Matt, great news on Jaden Daniels. He is avoiding surgery, and he could be back sooner than later, it sounds like.
Yeah, are we sure he can't play this week? No, just kidding. What I would like to see, remember back in the day, early Russell Wilson, and he's a mobile quarterback, he's small, he's all this stuff, and he pretty much was never going to get hit. Like, he had that thing that, he'd scramble around, but the first out of trouble, he gets down, he gets rid of the ball, he goes out of bounds. With Jaden, I remember game 2, year 1, you could see some talent, but he was still sort of feeling his way. And he got completely wrecked in his sternum by some giant to where I thought, you know, his little rib cage is probably shattered, and we'll see you next year. He pops up, he goes back into the game, and from that moment on, something seemed to click, and he became very efficient, and we went on this little run that went through whatever. So the main thing from Jaden is that he needs to understand, get down, get out of bounds, unless it's to get into the playoffs, win the Super Bowl or something like that. You don't get hit.
Appreciate the call. I think it's a smart point largely. Here's the only issue I'll take with it. The play is an example where he just got hurt with his elbow. Was not him taking a hit. The take a hit combo is like, here comes a guy, you're getting walloped. That was a very routine tackle by a defender who gets you from the side. And most of the time, that's just a tackle where you get slung to the ground. That was not dangerous until your plant elbow kind of caved in on itself. That wasn't a take a shot. But to his point, I've got these numbers because I saw him floating around this week. This is the most hits on a quarterback since the start of last year in 2024. Jaden Daniels, who's missed games,
yep,
is number one on that list at 322 hits on the quarterback. So that includes, I'd imagine, hits in the pocket after a throw, being tackled, like every time he's getting touched, 322. The only guy close to him in the entire league is Jalen Hurts of the Eagles at 318.
And I think his numbers are heavily weighted because of tush push, because of sneaks, and you know,
how many
like
tush
that.
Pushes are there? 30?
Yeah.
40 of those?
I mean, two or three game?
Over right? Two seasons. So if you take tush pushes out of it, I'll bet you he's in the 280s or 290s or yep. something. Mahomes is 293. Point being, Jaden Daniels is kind of in a class of his own in terms of how many hits on the player. And that's not just a Jaden stat. That could be a pass pro stat, a Cliff stat, you know, play calling, all those things. But I think if the caller's point is as simple as, I'd like him to get hit less, I'm not going to argue with that. I just think it's one of those things, and I go back to the, you know, when we had this same conversation about 10 so many years ago, it's so much easier for us to say, just don't get hit in this incredibly fast, violent game as a dual-threat quarterback.
I co-sign that. I would also say, when you're down 31, you shouldn't be in the game anyway, my view. That's my own editorial. Let's not fight that right there. Let's get out of the pocket. You escape danger. Let's throw it away. Let's do something.
Or it's an RPO. Let's hand it off.
Totally fine. Let's do something that avoids danger. To the caller's point that I think is the most salient, there are moments. Again, playoff game against Tampa Bay, where you're running that ball, the defensive player has a fistful of your jersey, and you're barely able to escape. You're diving forward for the first down. That's the right thing to do. Yes, it's first down time in the postseason. But game one of the preseason, the only time you drop back to pass, you're dancing around, and you knife through the line of scrimmage. You take on a couple shots at the goal line. Nope. That's what I'm getting rid of. That worked out fine. But that set the paradigm for the whole season. We're not taking hits unnecessarily anymore. And there's got to be some way to get that in.
I don't think anybody would, and certainly nobody should, disagree with that. Time and place. 800-636-1067. You want to hop in on Grant and Danny. The Commanders today said, we'll let you know in a couple of weeks. But they didn't put their quarterback on injured reserve, meaning they think he's going to come back sooner than later. And the news is great that he's not having surgery and there's no tears, which means this could actually only be a couple more weeks. What do you think the return to play, eval, and conversation should sound like over at the facility? That's the question on Grant and Danny live from Charbar and Reston on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back live at Charbar and Reston at the JW Marriott, where Grant and Danny, come on out. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight. This is a great place for your happy hour. I would recommend the smoked old fashioned, but I'm just a boy. What do I know? There's a lot of great drinks. There's a lot of great options, and the food's amazing. The cool thing is, when we're here, we order lunch generally,
yep,
and it's really delicious.
Uh-huh.
But then at other points throughout the show, we'll just get these little treats that the chef sends out.
Little treats. Sometimes it's a giant chocolate football. Other times it's just incredible little Kobe beef sliders, little cheeseburgers.
There were 27 of them-ish.
There were.
On a plate.
Yep.
That were sent out to us. And now I don't know where the plate went, but there was nothing left on the plate after one commercial
break. Just vapor. Just rabid animals gnawing at stuff. We're gross.
Rams head coach Sean McVay said Harrison Meavis, a.k.a. the thicker kicker, will be the kicker on Sunday against the 49ers. Have you seen this guy?
I have not seen him.
I'm going to spin this picture around for you here. So Joshua Cardi of the Rams has missed kicks throughout the season, 8 of them, by the way, to the point where they were auditioning kickers.
Yep.
And they're going with this very portly kicker. Look at this guy.
No, that's a lineman.
This offensive lineman, he looks like a D-tackle, honestly.
He really does.
Do you remember the hefty lefty, the Pillsbury throwboy, Jared Lorenzen?
Yes.
This is the kicker version of that. The Rams
like
are
that
going,
dude's enormous.
He's got to be, I don't know, 325,
yeah.
330.
I mean, he looks like an interior defensive tackle that doesn't care about body fat percentage and is there to eat up some space from the 1990s.
I'll bet you he has such a leg. Because the only other fat kicker I can remember is Sebastian Janikowski. And he had, I mean, he could, like in today's NFL, he'd make an 89-yard field goal. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just had a ridiculous leg. Let's get back to the phones. Jaden Daniels avoiding surgery. The Commanders not putting him on IR. What do you think the philosophy is with kicking the can down the road a couple of weeks? Are they going to wait and see where they're at? Or do you think it's as simple as when he's healthy, they're looking to play him? Let's go to Carlos in Alexandria on the Fan. What's up, Los?
Oh, it's a great talking to you guys. It's a great show again, always. I will remind you that Tom Dempsey was not exactly a Sabelt individual.
He was not trim, no.
Different world.
No.
By the way, yeah. Toby just flashed. This guy's bio, is it Missouri?
Missouri.
At yeah. Mizzou. You know what he's listed at, Danny? 243.
My, I almost
what are
cursed.
You allowed to say?
I almost cursed. My hairy hind parts.
If,
wrong.
If he's,
no.
If he's 243, I'm 7 foot tall.
That guy's a biscuit sandwich away from 330. 243, no.
If he has a big lunch, he's 337.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All right, what do you got, though?
All right, three very quick points. Were the Commanders in contention when Alex Smith came back?
Yes.
Yeah, should we not okay. mathematically eliminated, I think.
Oh, do you mean the first time, like when he played against the Rams? It was early in the year.
No, after he almost broke his leg off.
Yes, because they made the playoffs that year. That was the Ron Rivera
okay.
season where Heinicke started.
Right, and there was a lot of this talk then, you know, is he ready and all that sort of stuff. That's an aside. My main point is, He's the only quarterback. Our quarterback is the only quarterback with double-digit carries per average. He's got twice the amount number of rushes, carries, that Pat Mahomes does, who probably is the best running quarterback, would you agree, of his generation?
Lamar,
Lamar maybe, yeah.
Lamar's good too, but the point being that that's 85 times a year that a 250-pound linebacker's got a shot at him, ostensibly in open field if he's not sliding and all that sort of stuff. That's the other point. But I think you guys are missing a really big point here. And I agree with you, Grant, that as soon as he's ready, he should come back. I equate this to a pitcher coming off Tommy John, where there's a psychological element after a gruesome injury like this. And I think that's part of the equation going forward. He's got to get back on the field.
I had not thought about that. It's an interesting point. Thank you for making it. Yeah, I mean, whether it's now or then you have a whole offseason to think about it, I guess you can cushion the blow with training camp or preseason games or whatever. But, yeah, there probably is something to getting back up on that horse. But his point about the fact that he runs more on average, it's not designed runs. He has the highest scramble rate since he came into the league. He leaves the pocket to run a bunch. And I'm not a person that thinks that he needs to not do that ever. Would you like that number to come down? I think it naturally will year over year and as he gets more comfortable living in the pocket. But to tell him not to run would be to tell Sinatra not to sing with a deep voice. I mean, it is part of what makes him so special. He can win from the pocket, and he's this incredible athlete. And you got to let him be an athlete, too. But I think what you said last segment, Danny's key, let's time and place this thing with the hits. Let's make sure that we're making really good decisions. Stephen Fairfax, you're on the Fan. How are you?
Hey, boys. How are you guys?
Good.
I think one big factor is that nobody's really talking about is the status of Cliff in the offensive staff. Now, I'm all for it, 1,000%. If Cliff is going to be here next year and the offensive staff is going to be here next year, get him those reps. He needs it. But what if a monkey wrench gets thrown into this and Cliff and some of the offensive staff is not back because they got a job at Cincinnati or wherever? I think it's around this time of year or when he's going to be coming back, it's going to be the time where whispers are going to be starting to come out that, you know, Cliff is going to be the hot candidate or so-and-so is going to be the hot candidate. And he's not going to, if he ends up leaving, he's not going to leave alone. He's going to take people with him. So, yes, I think the snaps are 1,000%, you know, needed. But at what risk if, at the end of the day, Cliff is going to end up leaving?
So I smell what you're cooking here, but I can't worry about what jobs Cliff might get in the offseason and have that deal with this season.
It's not going to be a factor for
me. What's fixed by not having him play and then Cliff leaves?
We also
are you
no
better
way
off?
To know.
I don't know that.
How could you possibly know in week 12 or 15 or even 17?
Right.
Cliff was wanted by the Saints and could have had that job and said, nah, I'm good. I'll stay here. How could you possibly know what the interview process is going to hold? Thanks for the call. Lomas Brown, Lions Radio, helps us scout Detroit ahead of week 10. They are invading Northwest Stadium on Sunday afternoon. How does Washington pull off the upset? Where are they susceptible? Let's scout the Lions next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.